ABC News.
Amber Jacobs with the top stories. Authorities investigating the Baltimore bridge collapse in the US say hazardous material was on board the ship that ploughed into the structure. The bodies of two construction workers who were on the bridge at the time of the accident have been found in the Patapsco River. Four others are still missing and are presumed dead. Investigators have been scouring the vessel and conducting interviews as they try to figure out what happened. Prime Minister Anthony Albanese says he supports the two-week youth curfew imposed on Alice Springs. The curfew began last night, and extra police have been sent to the town following severe violence this week. It applies to those aged under 18 between 6 p.m. and 6 a.m. During this time, children who are found out in town will be taken home or taken to another safe place by police. The Northern Territory Chief Minister says it'll be extended if the government finds it to be effective. And the New South Wales government says it'll review regulations for music festivals to help support the struggling sector. Splendour in the Grass is the latest festival to cancel its event this year, with organisers citing unexpected events. ABC News.